sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Yes, the 2024 national and provincial election date has been determined for the 29th of May 2024, and the Electoral Commission has published the official election timetable, which sets into motion key activities building up to the voting day. The timetable outlines all the important cut-off times and dates for the performance of these electoral activities. So, South Africans will be celebrating 30 years of democracy while casting our votes in the 2024 national and provincial election. So, by law, registered voters must vote at the voting station at which they are registered to vote. The voters will no longer be allowed to apply for the Section 24A vote on voting day. Very important note is that in these elections, voters will be issued with three ballots. A first for South Africa in national and provincial elections. To discuss this further with us, we are joined by the IEC, Colin Anderson, to explain the process for those who plan to be outside their voting district on election day, that's the 29th of May 2024, and wish to vote at another voting station when not registered to vote. Hello, Colin, and welcome on KC.
Thank you so much, and welcome. Good afternoon to the listeners as well.
Colin, is it really true that when we vote in the 29th of May elections, we are going to get three ballot papers?
That is true. With independent candidates in the national and provincial election, voters will for the first time receive the following three ballot papers when they vote in the 29th of May 2024 elections. Firstly, they will get a national ballot. This one is for the whole country. Then the second ballot is a regional ballot. This will be region specific. And lastly is the provincial ballot. This one is, as you probably guess, province specific.
Now, for somebody who will be voting for the first time in elections, what is a ballot paper?
Yes, a ballot paper is a very important piece of paper where you make your mark on when you cast your vote during elections. It's got all the information you need to help you identify it and identify the type of election when you vote. In other words, the ballot type, the election year that will all be on there, also the contesting part and candidates, their details and space for you to make clear your mark when you vote. And it is issued by the IEC officers when you vote.
Now, Colin, wait a minute. So all the three ballots you mentioned now for these elections are the same?
No. Although they're the same features, they are definitely not the same. Firstly, they come in three different colors. No? For example, for the 29th of May 2024 elections, they will come in the following colors. Blue for the national ballot, orange for the regional ballots, and pink for the provincial ballots. Secondly, they may come in a different size depending on the number of parties and or independents contesting each election. For example, the national ballot paper for this election will be in double column, while the others, regional and provincial, may be in a normal single column or double for the regions or province with a higher number of contestants. But they definitely not the same size.
And Colin, what is a national ballot paper?
Okay, the national ballot paper is blue, as I've said, in color. And because of the high number of political parties contesting the national election, it comes in double column. The ballot paper is to vote for a party to represent you in the National Assembly. It's also called the National Compensatory Ballot, where voters will find political parties contesting for the 200 national compensatory seats. But however how long or wide the ballot paper may be, you only vote for one party or candidate per ballot paper to ensure that your ballot paper is not spoiled. A spoiled ballot will not be counted towards the election result.
You also mentioned something about the regional ballot paper, which is the new kit on the block. What is this one for, and how does a voter identify this one?
Okay, the regional ballot is orange in color, which is how you identify it when you vote. This is a new ballot paper to vote for a political party or independent candidate contesting in the region for elections to the National Assembly. Contestants for the 200 regional seats to the National Assembly will be found on the ballot per region. Again, no matter how many political parties or independents you find on this ballot paper, you only vote for one, either a party or independent. This will ensure that your ballot is not spoiled.
So the last ballot paper is the provincial ballot. How does a voter identify it when voting?
Okay, the provincial ballot is pink in color, which is also different from the other two ballot papers, so that voters can easily identify it. This ballot is for a political party or independent candidate contesting elections of the provincial legislature to represent you in your province. It is customized for each of the 9 provinces, so each province will have a unique ballot paper, but the color pink will be the same across all provinces. Again, no matter how many parties or independents you find on this ballot, you only vote for one, either a party or an independent. Again, this will ensure that the ballot is not spoiled.
And can you please explain to us what is a spoiled? You just mentioned about a spoiled ballot paper.
Okay, in our election, the ballot paper is considered spoiled if the choice of the voter is not clear and is not counted by elections officials. Okay, a ballot paper is considered to be spoiled if it contains the following. The marking of the ballot paper indicates the identity of the voter. You're not supposed to write your name on the ballot paper or any other name. Okay, more than one vote is cast on the ballot paper. So obviously, if you make 2 crosses, you know, we won't know who you voted or what your choice were. Okay, the ballot paper is unmarked. Okay, and we hope that this is not the case, because the IEC must make sure that each ballot paper is stamped at the back. The ballot paper is marked in such a way that the voter's choice is not clear. The ballot paper is not marked at the back, as I've said, with the IEC stamp. And the ballot paper is not the official ballot paper. That is where you can regard the ballot paper as spoiled.
Now, Colin, let's go back to the 2024 national and provincial election, the 3 ballots, before we wrap up this discussion. Are all voters going to get all 3 ballot papers when they vote?
Okay. By law, all South Africans are required to vote where they are registered, as you said, which entitles them to get all ballot papers in the election when they vote. However, if you plan to be outside your voting district on election day and you have applied to vote at another voting station where you are not registered, this is what you call the Section 24A, you may receive only the national ballot paper depending on where you vote. So if the voter intends to cast a vote at a voting station where not registered, but in the province where the voter resides, the voter will receive all 3 ballots, national, regional, and provincial. But if the voter intends to cast a vote at the voting station outside the province where he's registered, the voter will only receive a national ballot.
That's really interesting, though. How will the voting process work?
Yes, it is. The name of the registered voter will be checked and marked off on the voter's roll when the voter comes into the voting station. The left thumbnail of the voter will be marked with indelible ink, and the voter will normally be given the 3 ballots that will be stamped on the back to authenticate the ballot papers, 2 ballots for the national and 1 ballot for the provincial. The voter then votes by marking each ballot with an X or cross next to the name of the contestant, and that is his choice, only once. Fold the ballot paper and place the ballot papers in the relevant ballot boxer. So there will be a ballot box for national, a ballot box for regional, and a ballot box for provincial. And the voter then exits the voting station, and then the vote is done.
Colin, earlier you mentioned something about the Section 24A. What is Section 24A, and how will it work?
Okay. Yeah, we've touched on it earlier. Section 24A is that application to vote outside the voting district where you are registered on election day. In other words, if the application to vote at the voting station where you're not, it's the application to vote at the voting station where you're not registered to vote on election day. Remember, in the past, during national and provincial elections, a voter could vote at any voting station on election day. However, starting with the 2024 general elections, that is no longer allowed. You need to notify the IEC in advance of your intentions to vote at the voting station where you are not registered to vote in advance, and that is now mandatory.
And is there a deadline to apply for Section 24A, or can the voter also submit an application any time as long as it is before the election day?
Okay. Now, the notice to the CEO of intentions to vote at the voting station where not registered, the Section 24A, opened on the 15th of March already. That was last week on Friday, and should reach the IEC by now later than the 17th of May, a minute to 12 the evening. Okay? So it opened the 15th of March, and it closes on the 17th of May. However, for those who will be submitting the application at the IEC office, it is important to note that the IEC office closes at 5 o'clock. So on the 17th of May, if you do it manually at the IEC office, it should not be later than 5 o'clock. You cannot apply to vote at the voting station where you are not registered on election day. Even if you apply to vote at another voting station and you fail to go there, you can still vote at your voting station where you are registered.
And what are the requirements for the voter to apply to vote at another voting station where not registered to vote on election day? Section 24A.
One needs obviously to be registered as a voter and be 18 years and older to apply for Section 24A.
And what about those voters who will be travelling abroad on that day and in May 2024?
Okay. This is very important. Voting out of the country is considered to be a special vote. Okay. So African citizens who are registered to vote at a voting station in South Africa can vote abroad if they are travelling, as long as they notify the IEC where they will be voting abroad. That will be either on the 17th and 18th of May. So voting abroad is set aside for the 17th and 18th of May. Only voters who will be voting at an accredited mission that they are not registered to vote at are required to submit a online, we call it a VEC10 special vote application. For example, if you're in London, but if you live in London, but you will be in Athens on election day, out of the country, okay, then you apply via this VEC10 form. The completion of the VEC10 special vote form can be, the voters can get it from the IEC website, www.elections.org.za, or inform the IEC of your intention to vote at the special, a specific international voting station by indicating the mission at which they will be voting. A VEC10 special vote notification must be completed, as I say, online by the 22nd of April, okay? As I've said previously, Friday the 17th of May or 18th of May have been deemed election days abroad at missions deemed international voting stations, with voting taking place in person from 7 the morning till 7 the evening. Yeah, people need to hurry up and apply. They don't miss it on this date.
Colin, the next question that I'm going to ask is, all the South Africans who will be listening, is Election Day a public holiday in South Africa?
Yes, the President has already proclaimed Election Day as a public holiday throughout the Republic of South Africa.
And can one still register to vote in these elections?
No. The voters' roll for the 2024 elections closed with proclamation on the 23rd of February. No more voters can be added to the voters' roll and no addresses can be changed as well.
And how do I check if I'm registered to vote for the 2024 elections?
Yeah, there's a few ways that you can check. You can check online at the IEC website. You can WhatsApp Hi to 06008 0000 and follow the menu prompts. You can SMS your ID number to 32810, or SMS is a charge at one rand. And you can call the IEC helpline as well, 0800 118 000.
Colin, any last comments from your side?
Yeah, it is very, very important to emphasize that in these elections, voters need to vote where they are registered to vote, okay? You cannot apply to vote at a voting station where you are not registered on election day, okay? That must be done prior according to the timetable. Even if you apply to vote at another voting station and you fail to go there, you can still vote at your own voting station on election day.
Colin, thanks for your time sharing with us about this, how important it is to be part of the national and provincial election 2024 and what we need to do if we travel across either the border or at a different voting station. Colin, thanks again and all of the best for you guys preparing for the election.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank
you. Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.